Okay. Good evening. As always, the Torah Shavuot Ilan Nishmas Rav Gesher Ben Rav Ari Lei. Parsha Shoftim, parsha that deals with a variety of different mitzvahs. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll try and have a look at what we can. It begins with the mitzvah of Kal Yisrael making sure that they have dayonim, that they have dayonim mumchim and tzadikim, and after those first three psukim, we move on to a pasuk that says like this: Lo sita l'cha asherah kol eitz. Don't plant for yourself an asherah tree, an avodah zarah tree, kol eitz, or any wood. Rashi learns this means that one's not allowed to plant any trees on the Har HaBayis, eitz on Mizbach Hashem and Ekecha. Asher ta'aseh lo, one's not allowed to build any wooden structure like a bayis on the Har HaBayis either. So lo sita l'cha asherah kol eitz. One shouldn't plant an asherah avodah zarah tree, eitz on Mizbach Hashem and Ekecha, asher ta'aseh lo. One also shouldn't ever put up a matzeva to use as an altar for offering up korbanos. Asher sonei Hashem v'negecha, I will ask the Avos HaKadoshim used to. Yeah, but once the Oved Avodah Zarah started to use that for themselves, it's now asher sonei Hashem v'negecha, and therefore we only use a mizbeach avonim, not a matzeva. Sorry.
This is what we call Tenas
Chukas Hagoy. It's probably even more than Chukas Hagoy. It's Minig Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it's become Sonu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So,
since when does their Minhagim affect us?
Since when
do what they do as a Minhag affect us?
Oh, it's an interesting thing that we see that by a couple of things. We see that by Matseva, particularly by what they do for Avodah Zarah, and that's probably because of Klal Yisrael coming into Eretz Yisrael, which was the epicenter of Avodah Zarah, having left Mitzrayim, which used to be the center of Avodah Zarah culture. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to eradicate and rip ourselves out from that, seeing as we had begun with that. Terach was sort of embedded within us, a netiyah to Avodah Zarah. So that now becomes hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see the ceiling by a floor that's made out of stone. We don't bow down on it because that's what they do. It's bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's minhag Avodah Zarah. And since that's what they do for Avodah Zarah, we don't do it. That's the pashtus of the pasuk. The Koshnes Magid says of the Gedank, he says perhaps a way of understanding that this pasuk is also telling us, Loisita Ashira, a person shouldn't succumb to the Midah of Gaiva. Avodah Zarah, as we know, is the description for which the Gemara says, anyone who's a Baal Gaiva, it's as if he's Oved Avodah Zarah, because a Baal Gaiva starts to serve himself, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He starts to think that he's more important than even, perhaps, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's certainly that he is something. And the Torah comes along and says to us, when? It's a fascinating thing. We are very susceptible to the Yetzer Hara, particularly just after we've done a mitzvah. And we're feeling very good about ourselves. He says, perhaps it's even at the beginning, you know, particularly you get a young bocher who goes to yeshiva, starts to learn and starts to become a bit of a hothead because he suddenly thinks that he knows it all. And the gaiva sets in. That's the danger. Sometimes it can happen that a person hears a little schmooze on a little hadrocha on a particular avenue of chinuch in Yiddishkeit, whether it's chinuch habanim, whether it's chinuch in kiruv rechokim, kiruv krovim. Suddenly the person becomes a whole mandama in the whole world of that subject from having learned a tiny little bit. Why? Because that's what the Yetzer Hara does. Comes along the pasuk and says, Loisita l'cho asherah kol eitz. Don't allow yourself to plant an asherah in loisita l'cho. Don't plant yourself as an avit and asherah. Eitzel mizbach Hashem l'kecho. And loisokim l'cho matzeva. Don't stand yourself up as a matzeva. You know, I'm important. Asheson Hashem l'kecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates that. So I was just a week ago returned from having been to Daven by the Keva of the Heilige Magid and the Rebbe Reb Zisha. There's a beautiful story that's told over about the Rebbe Reb Zisha. Many beautiful stories, particularly on this inyan. He was once, one of the times he was getting to the point where he needed to marry off his daughter, and he was finding it difficult to find the shidduch for her because he didn't have anything to put down as a nadin. And as it went in those days, if there was nothing for the nadin, then there were no suggestions coming in. But Reb Zisha needed to, they say nothing changed yet. Reb Zisha said that, Yeah, by Kesef Yanes Akol. So Rav Zisha knew he had to do some sort of ishtadlus. But Rav Zisha lived on such a madriga of emunah and betochen. His ishtadlus was, Amal, he would tell the Rebbeinu Shleim, Zisha is hungry, and somehow food arrived. From where? How? Sfilas habitochen. It worked. So this time he felt he needed a bit more than that. He's going to visit Reb Pinchas Koritzer. Pinchas Koritzer, town of Koritz, not so far from Anipoli. And he's going to go. So he comes into Reb Pinchas Koritzer, he comes into this bastion of Torah and Chassidus, and the Beis Medrash there, and he sits down, and he's Bachanta, Rebbe Reb Zisha is Bachant to Reb Pinchas Koritzer. And Reb Pinchas is wondering what Reb Zisha has come for. After davening, they sit down, they start talking and learning. And Reb Pinchas is trying to work out what is Reb Zisha doing here. Amol, he puts himself into Golos, so what's this one about? Couldn't work it out. So then he started to ask, he says, no, how's your mishpacha? How's everything doing? Well, how are your children? So he starts, how many have you got? How old are they? He figured, he's got a daughter who's ready to make a shidduch. I know Reb Zisha. This is what he's here for. Calls him one of his gaboim, tells them to do a quick whip around, and he makes sure that before Reb Zisha goes away, he has enough to fill his pockets with more than necessary to be able to make the shidduch. No, Reb Zisha is delighted. Thank you so much for helping me out. Reb Zisha didn't he felt the hishtadlus here didn't even require him to tell anyone about what he was there for. Reb Zisha was masadur. So he starts to make his way home, and he passes through a different town. Comes into a different town. He's walking through the market, and he hears the sobbing of a woman beside herself. So he comes to see what the commotion is, and he hears this young Almana there who says that she was about to go with her daughter who became a kala to the money changer to change their money and to get the denominations they needed for whatever it was. And when they got there, suddenly realized they'd been pickpocketed in the market and they didn't have their money with them. And she was beside herself. This is what she'd saved up. Years and years and years, her and her daughter, and she was ready for the chatzah. What's she going to do? So Reb Zisha comes to the commotion, he hears about it. She figures, how much was in it? So people say how much it was. Good, turns around, makes a quick count of what he's received from Reb Pinchas Koritzer. It's exactly that amount. He comes back a few seconds later, a few minutes later. Yeah, I found the money. He says, yeah, how much? Here, I found the money. Let's count it. Mamish, exactly what they lost. So he says, but I'll give it back of a bitnai that you give me 10%. So Almana says, what? Why should I give you 10% of my Aveda? He says, look, the truth is I could have walked off with this. I didn't have to give it back at all. But I want you to give me 10%. So she says, she says, okay, so we go to the Rav. Obviously, she was no fool. Comes to the Rav. The Rav obviously doesn't know who he is. Here's his tzad. I found that I could have walked off with it. So he says, yeah. You've got a chiyuv hasharah, so then you give back the whole thing. So Rizisha gives back the whole thing, off he goes home. A few days later, they arrest a ganif, and not only do they find a whole lot of stuff that he's stolen, they find inside his possession also a sum of money identical to the amount that this Amana had lost. And this was obviously a story that had the amount of money that she and the commotion that it had made had reached different ears and they'd heard about it. They inquired. And yeah, it was actually still wrapped up in how she had kept it. This was her money. Suddenly everyone realized that this Yid who'd come and asked for the 10% and let's go to the Rav, this guy went kamposh to Yid. The Rav himself was very nispol. And the next time he was in Koritz, the next time he was by Pinchas Koritz, or whether he was in Koritz, or whether he was in Shpitovka, where Pinchas Koritz was at the end of his life, wherever he was, he went in, he said to Pinchas, that's Peledika Meisa in our town. So Pinchas starts to ask, when was it? How much was the money? Describe to me what this person looked like. He chapped it was Reb Zisha. He was puzzled himself. Reb Zisha needed this money to marry off his daughter. What was going on? What was this 10%? Nishna them, the bizyonis that Reb Zisha got from people standing around. I'm a shigger. You want 10%? It's not yours. Never, because this woman and her daughter have saved up for it. And the bizyonis he got them by walking out of the interior knowing that he's being a complete fool. Kilo. The next time that Reb Pinchas Koritzer met up with Reb Zisha, he said, Reb Zisha, Zogme, what was first of all, how's your daughter? No, Baruch Hashem, money's come from somewhere else, she's married. What's the story with that money? What happened? I heard the whole story. What was your cheshbon? What was going on? You ask him for 10%. So he says, Reb Pinchas, I have to tell you, he says, you know, Amol, you get an opportunity to do a mitzvah like that. I had an opportunity that I could give away everything that I had got, which for myself, for a Yisomer and Almona, and they'd be able to go ahead and make this chasna. And I didn't even have a shaila about it, and I gave it away. But as I was giving it away, the Etzahara came there and said, hey, Zisha, you're a choshev, you know what you just done? You know what a mitzvah you just done? So the gaiva started to set in. I had to do something about it. So I had to do a tachbula where I'd chap bizyonis, bizu bizyonis, get taken to the rabbi. That is what the remez of this pasuk is telling us. When we've got an opportunity to sacrifice something, to be something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we've got that opportunity, and but you know what? The Yitzhara will try, and he's always trying. He's no fool, and he hasn't got us not to do the mitzvah. You know what? I'll use it to make you a Baal Gaiva. And that's the hemshach of leisakim lechomatziva, not to allow that to happen. A little later on in the parasha, we've got the pasuk of leisosur min hadavar asher yagidu lecha yom min usmoyes. The halacha of leisosur. Leisosur is the mitzvah that we're told that we are not allowed to deviate from. Zokin is not allowed to deviate from what the Beis Din HaGadol tell him. And for us, we know that we're not allowed to deviate from anything that Chazal tell us, from anything that Gedolei Yisrael tell us, or from anything that's relevant to Psak Halacha or Hadrocha from Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael. Don't deviate from what they tell us. Not right, not left. Zot Rashi. Even if Chazal or Meira Hira or Chacham from Kaiser will tell us about our right, it's left. Something which can't be. First of all, where does Rashi, the Kliok, because it's a beautiful, it's Meduik in the Pasuk. Apidiktuk, it should have said, Loisosur min Adavar, Loisosur Yomin Usmail, min Adavar Ashe Agidulacha. Don't deviate right or left from whatever they tell you. Now what does the Pasuk say? Don't deviate from what they tell you, right or left. It says, no, read it asoi. Don't deviate from anything that's Torah. Whether they tell you right, left, or left, right. Yeah, that's the Diyuk HaRashi gets it. So a beautiful, beautiful story I saw that the Klozim Oger Rebbe, Zichetzan Libracha, after all that he had suffered, lost his 11 children and his wife and his entire Mishbracha and Pavit Kela, Noira Noira is what he went through. Pre, during, post-war, eventually started to slowly rebuild. And he went on his first journey to Eretz Yisrael. Before he went first to America, and then he went eventually to Eretz Yisrael and set up Kiryat Sanz, the Meshech Hazman. On the first journey he went back there, he went to different Mekomos HaKadoshim and different Kiryat Tzadikim, and you can imagine the hargoshes of, on the one hand, loss, on the one hand, opportunity for rebuilding, and across HaTofa, HaTzolah, but it was tremendous where he went. Each place there was a tremendous Isaurus in Israel. Tovshin Yudalad, he gets to Yerushalayim, he davens the first Shacharis there in Yerushalayim, and you can imagine he gets to Ezehu Makoimon Shal Zavachim, and he's Aris from the king. His mom is, he's tremendous, it was Rosh Chodesh that day, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. This is Shacharis took, I think, about 4 hours. Halal itself took an hour. But the hisragshus of loss at the same time of being able to rebuild was tremendously profound. They went also on a journey. They went to the Upper Galil, to Galil Elyon, and they stopped on the road leading up to Meron. And they went to daven by the cave of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. It was already late. It says when they reached the cave, it was mamish just by Shkia. Yes. You can still daven mincha. And the Klozim Oger Rebbe daven mincha. And afterwards they went on, they went to Tzfas. And people who were there noticed that he was very tzachish. Something was bothering the Rebbe tremendously. Something he wasn't mamish that. The next day, on the way back from Tzfas, he said, I need to go back to the cave of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. I need to go back. So, he came back, made sure it was again in the afternoon, and this time it was early afternoon, and they daven mincha there. As they distanced a little bit from the kiva, they saw the Rebbe now was mamash tremendously besimcha. My high, what's going on? So it was the Rosh Shiva of Reish Chachma in Montreal, who eventually became the Rav of Tzanz Chasidus in Petach Tikva, someone called Reb Shmuel Unsdorfer, went over to the Rebbe, and I asked him, oh, what's going on? So the Rebbe said, I'll tell you. Rabbi Huda b'Rabbi Loi is the Tana who holds that Plag HaMincha is the cutoff point for when you can daven Mincha. And after that, it's Zman Mariv. He says, I stood there by his kaver. Al pi halacha, it's fine. Oh, but I stood by his kaver davening in his schus at a time when he holds you can't daven Mincha anymore. I couldn't carry that with me. He says, and I had to go back and b'tshuva shlema to daven there and ask mechila and he says, I felt like hagam lichvash tamal koimi baboyes. That's what I felt like. So I went back and asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu and asked the Tana for mechila. And after I felt that, I sincerely meant it and I feel that taka, for that I will get mechila. That's right. He was justified. Al pi halacha. I mean, he felt this thing of lo sosu min adava sheyagid lecha yomin esmoil so stark that he couldn't deviate. Even there, that he had deviated. He needed a mechila, because it was a pegiah in Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Loi, a minor pegiah, but what he felt was something that needed to be rectified, and for that he went back. After that, we have the mitzvah of a melech. The melech says it's an interesting diuk in the pasuk. It says rak lo yarbe lo susim. He mustn't have too many horses. For lo yoshev es on mitzrayim manish, so that he won't cause the people to go back to get stallions from Egypt. Leman harbois sus. So that he'll have more horse. Lo yarbe lo susim, shouldn't have many horses, so he shouldn't, for what purpose? Leman, so he shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim, Leman harbo sus, to get one horse. So Chavetz Chaim says, it should say, Leman harbo susim. Lo yarbe lo susim, that he shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim to get more susim. What does it mean to get one sus? So Chavetz Chaim said something very, very profound about how... Sorry?
It's not like a group collective like this.
The beginning of the pasuk, lo yarbe lo susim. So the Chavetz Chaim said that this is how a human being is built. That the Yitzhahara will sometimes come along to us, and if the Yitzhahara comes along to a person and says, a person is Shema Shabbos, says to him, you know, okay, you can gain a few pennies if you're Machal Shabbos. It's absurd, never going to think of it. If it came that it was a multi-billion pound deal, and he may start trying to think of how he can do it through a guy and find loopholes. Well, the Yitzhahara will try and will chip and chip and chip and chip away until he gets some sort of achiza. Because he knows as soon as he gets some sort of achiza, it won't take long for him to then have that person, Tucker may even be Mechal Shabbos, for a loss. Rachmanu Litzlan. Says that lo yarbe lo susim, don't increase your ayyav, other melech's not going to want one sus. For melech, if what he wants, he's going to want a whole set of stallions. Lo yarbe lo susim, don't increase. Because if one does, then you'll go back to Mitzrayim even just for one sus. And I don't want you going for that. That's why the pasuk changes between the beginning and at the end. You then have, right. You then have the mitzvah of tomim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha. Tomim tiyeh, a person should be tomim with our Kodesh Baruch. There's a few beautiful pshatim in what this means. One beautiful pshat I heard from Chaim Kaufman Zich Tzadli Brocha. He said, in the same way that you have a carbon can't be a balmum. One wants to bring something to our Kodesh Baruch, it's gotta be intact. One wants to bring a carbon, it's gotta be that it's, everything's intact. So too, we have to ensure that we, with regards to our mitzvahs, are not balei mumim. He says that's the tomim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha. Chaim Kaufman. He said tomim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha. What we should try and have perfection with mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any mitzvah that comes our way, we try and do it. So otherwise, it could be I'm lacking, and I want to be a person who's tomim. He says later on in the parasha when it talks about people who could return from going to war. So it says there, ish hayore v'rachal evav yedich v'yoshu lebeisoi. Anyone who's fearful should go home. So, fearful of what? So Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Sota says, that he's fearful of Averis that he's done. Kagoin, shesoch bin tfila litfila. He spoke between putting on his tfilin shenyal and tfilin shal rosh. So Mefarshim say, what does that be, Muram? It means, tfilin shal yad are the mitzvahs, active mitzvahs, referring to active mitzvahs, mitzvahs that we do, we bind ourselves to do mitzvahs. Tzinnus Shorosh is mitzvahs in the machshava. So he says that a person shouldn't create a separation, shouldn't create a severance where there isn't a connection between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Because one can't say, you know, I'll be Oisek in Torah Belimud Machshava, but not in Maisa. It doesn't work that way. It's gotta be with both. There's the Tomim Tiyeh in Mashav Nekech. That's the Pshat Yisa. One Pshat. On that earlier pasuk of Eloisokim Lecho Matseva, Shesana Hashem Lekech, a person shouldn't set up a Matseva. That's the pasuk that follows, two psukim that follow the halachas pertaining to dayanim. And on that, the Chassam Sofer says that it could be, it's also saying a remez to a dayan, that he shouldn't, the person shouldn't be don yechidi. Don't judge alone. Make sure you've got a cohort of dayanim, or minimum three, and, or more dayanim. That, and that's v'lo sokim l'cho matseva. Don't be a single matseva on your own. Because one has to take into account other opinions. One could be very subjective. One may not be fully aware of other svaras, and therefore, you'll ask the others hakadoshim. Sorry, say the Chassam Sofer, and therefore it refers not to just to dayanim, but also when we do mitzvahs. When any yid from Kalisod does a mitzvah, leisakim lachom matseva. Don't do mitzvahs on our own. Include other people in it. Try and encourage more people to do it. Do mitzvahs together. Do it with tzibur. We do mitzvahs with tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes that. I will ask. The others did it on their own. Avram was called Avram HaIvri because he was on the other side. He said, yo, you're right. Because at that point, there was no one else to do it. Oh, but now you've got, I'm Yisrael. We've got Kal Yisrael. So therefore, HaShesana HaShem Lekech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that being done anymore. So the Alter Skolena Rebbe, not the one that was just nifty, his father said that that's pshat in the pasuk, Tomim Tiyeh. Tomim Tiyeh. Like, Tomim is like, be titamim, be ba'achdus, be one with all of Klal Yisrael, be Tomim with all of Klal Yisrael, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im HaShem Elokecha, then you'll be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Svarim say, v'ahavta l'reacha kamaicha, if we have Avas Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ani HaShem, I also want to be part of that. The same over here, Tomim Tiyeh, if we are one with each other, then im HaShem Elokecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us. The Rebbe Reb Zisha used to say that he once was on Rosh Hashanah, he was sitting engrossed in some machshava, and his Talmidim saw him and saw the way he was engrossed in machshavas about the day. It caused them to have a hurry tshuva, and they started to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be meichel them for, and to be makar of them. And when Reb Zisha sort of came out of his thoughts, he saw them and he said, you know what, I also need to do tshuva. He says, tshuva, tofshin vav veis hey, each one is the Rosh Teva of a pasuk, or of a part of a pasuk. Teshuva is tomim tiyeh mashem alekecha. So whether that's be tomim with each other, whether it's be tomim in ourselves, tomim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shin is shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit. As we try and have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of us the entire time, that helps us for tshuva as well. The vav is v'ahav tol reyecha kamaycha. Person has to, that's part of tshuva is being part of Klal Yisrael. Based b'chol derachecha do'ehu. In everything that we do, we conduct ourselves in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and we recognize Him. Hey, is hatsne alecha simulei kecha. Don't publicize it. Keep it private. He says those are the words of tshuva that I hinted to over here.
What was the one after
Tomim? Tomim tiyan
imashem
alekecha. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid. Va'ahav tol reyecha kamecha. B'chol derachecha do'ehu. These all so yet Tomiti and Hashem Lekech is in our parasha. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed is Tehillim. Vavter Chakamech is in Vayikra. Vachol Derechecha Deyo is Mishle. Hatznei Alecha Simen Lekech is Micha. That's part of the Haftarah.
So who says this?
The Rebbe Reb Zisha. At the end of the parashah, you know, it talks about going to battle. So one of the things that the Moshiach Chama has to say to people is, someone who's built a new house should go home, someone who's planted a new vineyard should go home, etc., etc. Rabbi Yanka Galinsky said over, he went on a journey to raise funds for a particular tzvek, whatever it may have been at that time, there was a necessity for it. So when he came to a house, it wasn't a house, it was a palace of someone who he hoped would give a nice nesina to the cause that he was going for. He says, no, Baruch Hashem, as he would describe it himself, said, you know, I'm not a tzara'in. It's possible there's a Gemara in Menachos that says that the Hazor b'mitzvah tzitzis zoichem v'shoisim le'alpayim v'shmenim me'es avodim. I suppose this person is mamash nizah in the midst of tzitzis, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mezakeh him with him. So I walked in. So I walk in, he says, I'm coming to this palace, and the fellow says to me, you know, it's hard times, hard times. Maybe another time. You know what? Tell the, ask the aniyim, they should be machzik ma'amad. They should hold sich shak, and when times are a bit easier, we'll help them out. So Rabbi Yankel Galinsky says to this person, he says, you know what? I wasn't zeicher to be mazaki you with a mitzvot stalker. At least let me be mazaki you with a good vot. Tell you a good vot. So, the yid says, okay. No, it's not going to cost me. No. Tell me a good vot. So he says to him, you know, there's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Yom Aves that says the Chachmei Yisrael came to David HaMelech and said there's trying times, financially difficult times in Klal Yisrael. There seems to be some sort of recession or stagnation. So Amcha Yisrael tzichim parnosa. What should we do? So David HaMelech said, Lechu upishtu yedeichem begdud. Go formulate little groups of mercenaries and go and fight the attack Umas Olam next door and Mechemes Roshus, and you'll find they'll be. Perhaps the question is, how does that help? Klal Yisrael in the matzah where they start, you know, go fight a battle. You can lose lives in battle. That's really what's the Melech's Eitzah? So he says, no, what's Tainus did? Asked Rabbi Yankel Galinsky to the Yid. I don't know. It's a good question. So he says, I'll tell you the answer. He says, I'll tell you what the Chibina Rav used to say the answer is. Chibina Rav said, David HaMelech was a tremendous chacham. He says to the chachamim of Klal Yisrael, say, Klal Yisrael is strapped for funds. There isn't any, we can't help out the aniyim. David HaMelech says, you know what, go fight on Melchemes Rishus. You know what happens on Melchemes Rishus? The Kohen Moshiach Melchama stands there and he says, right, anyone who's just built a new house, go home. You'll see how many people go home. Anyone who's just planted a new vineyard, go home. He says, you'll see how many new homes, new vineyards, and that, how plenty money there is in Klal Yisrael. You'll be fine. You'll be able to provide for them as well. So Rabbi Yankel Galinsky, after that, I was with him, mezakeh him with a good vort, and mezakeh him with a good nesina futstocker as well. This concept that we said before of being ba'achtus, and part of Tomim Tiyem, Hashem Elokecha, which he saw that means to be like the, to be metamim, to be mamish one with like the Alter Chibina, like the Alter Skolena Rebbe said, or like the Chassam Sofer says, we shouldn't do avodah on our own. I showed you a ha'ara that I had last Shabbos. Last Shabbos happens to be in Parashas Ekev, but the Ekev is always referring to the heel of Klal Yisrael. It's either talking about the doros of Ikvasa, Ekev, Ikvasa de Mashicha. And we know that there's two main names given to Klal Yisrael, others as well, but the two main names are Yisrael and Yaakov. Yisrael are when we are on a highest Madrega, and Yaakov is, we know, describing Klal Yisrael on the lower Madrega. If we had to describe the Doir of Ikvasa de Mashicha, the Matzav of Klal Yisrael, it's the Ikvasa, it's the Okev, it's the Yaakov. We come to Chodesh Adar, we blow a shofar every single day. What's the purpose of blowing shofar? One of the purposes of blowing shofar, the Rishonim tell us, is that it tells Klal Yisrael, Uru Yishenim Mishinaschem, awaken from your slumber. That means we come either with a door of Ikvus to the Mashiach, where we've been so long in Golos that we've fallen into a sleep. In a certain way, we're not as awake as previous door as well. Or if we're honest, or I'll speak for myself, comes the end of a year, we look back and we reminisce about last year's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, where we were feeling during Sukkos, after an Avodah of a whole month. We were feeling great. We were feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were feeling on a darga of Yisrael, relative darga of Yisrael. And now comes the end of the year, we're on a relative darga to that of Yaakov. We're at the Okiv. Of a Vayikatz Yaakov Mishanosoi. Even Yaakov can wake up from his sleep. The Uri Yishenim Mishanosoi. The Rishonim say, Vayikatz Yaakov so the Rishonim, the Sofetavis, the end of the year, Sofetavis, end of Ikvus of the Mashiach, end of Golos, Sofetavis, Vayikatz, Tzadi, Yaakov Beis, Mishinosei, Vov, Vayomer, Reish, Tzibur. If you want to know how we wake up by being as part of a Tzibur, being part of a Tzibur, we wake up and we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayikatz, Yaakov, Mishinosei, then, Ochin, you can say, Yesh Hashem Bamakim Azeh, the Shechina here. And there's also one very important thing, like we saw tonight. But v'anochi, the ego, lo yadati. That can't have a place. Like the Heiliger Baal Shem Tov said, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, anochi oimei bein Hashem ubeneichem. I am standing as an intermediary between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hand you over the Torah. And v'derech remez, he said, anochi the ego of a person, oimed, stands, bein Hashem and bein Echem, between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and oneself. If that gets in the way, that severs our connection with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, vayikat Yaakov Mishnos vayomer, we wake up in the state of Tzibur, we become part of a Tzibur, we become close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, then our Kodesh, close to each other, then we find, by being close to each other, we find the Shechina, and we make sure that that doesn't result in us having the Anochius, given any importance, then we have everything. But Hashem, we should be zoicha that this Okave of the year, we should be zoicha to ascend from being the Okave through being a part of a tzibur, through being together, to being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to realize, and be zoicha to Geula Shleima v'Mehira v'Yameinu.